وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا آسيا، بارك الله فيك. Regarding your first question, أخي حفظك الله تعالى, no, touching the private part of the person himself or other individual like a child, etc., he doesn't notify the wudu except if something went out. It doesn't matter it was by a desire or no desire. You understand? But if something went out of the private part, male or female, because of that touching, that thing who came out is the thing that notify your wudu, not the touch itself. Not the touch itself. And that because of hadith Talq ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about touching the private part here. So the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا هُوَ بِضْعَةٌ مِنْكَ. It's part of you. It means it's part of your body, exactly like the rest of the parts in your body. Touch it is the same. If someone said, what about that hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ مَسَّ ذَكَرَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ. This hadith, both of them in nearly in the same range of authentication. So no need to say this one hadith sahih and this da'if, this sahih, because we're going to be in a big scenario and a big khilaf. But anyway, this by saying, any out of just by saying both of them is authentic and both of them close to each other. The meaning of this hadith, مَنْ مَسَّ ذَكَرَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ, means the meaning of it is if something went out of the private part, not umum like that. This is the result of combining that hadith and this hadith. If someone said, why are you combining by this way? The answer is because of many reasons. Number one, because if really touch itself will nullify your wudu, for sure the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gonna clarify a clarification that is much, much more than what it been mentioned in this hadith. مَنْ مَسَّ ذَكَرَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ. Why? Because it's needed. We need it so much, and they need it at that time, same thing until today. Do you understand? Number two, because is naqlun anil asl. Naqlun anil asl means the asl, the origin, where the asl, that touching doesn't nullify your wudu. Nullify your wudu is for something came out of your body or into your body, the correct opinion. But touching itself, it's something that unique, it's a difference. Need a specific clear dalil to make us understand that. You understand? Number three, ya akhi, because the hardship you put it on the Muslims, on yourself, on your wife, on the people in general. Can you imagine how the woman, she can't do with her own child when she clean him? How? This is the ajeeb. Yani, this opinion really bring a big hardship and difficulty on people. If it was like that, for sure we're gonna have very more clear, authentic stories, not just statements, stories regarding this issue. You understand? Because we need to take this hardship, and we believe that is part of our religion, and we're patient with it. There's nothing like that, ya akhi, barakallahu fiqh. Number four, ya akhi, we know that the Prophet ﷺ used to wipe his body with his hand after ghusl al-janabah. Like hadith Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala. Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala, he said, he brought to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kind of towel to dry himself, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi rejected. And he keep wiping himself with his own hands. Process like this normally will cause for a person to touch his private part. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never do wudu after ghusl janabah, and he go direct to pray. If once, twice, three times you don't do that, you didn't do it, doesn't matter how professional you are, soon or later it will cause kind of touch, ya akhi. Yeah, you understand? And no one mentioned that about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did it? Means he did wudu after janabah. He go to do wudu. Another thing, ya akhi, barakallah fi, can you understand of the touch itself? Touch is means if it's really break the wudu, it's an unphysical breaker. It's something that is not physical because of the touch itself. You understand? Means it's different than the other things that break your wudu. It's different. It's something unique. It's just because of the touch. If it's like that, the Qiyas al-Sahih said, which one is more to break your wudu, touch your private part or touch the najasa in the private part? touch the imperfections that come out of the private part. Which one is more? And the correct opinion for us is touching the najasa is the point of the majority. Touching the najasa doesn't nullify wudu unless it came out of you. But for example, if someone was walking to the masjid and suddenly on his way he touched kind of a najasa on his way, so did he need to repeat the wudu? No, he doesn't need. Just wash that part and wash your hand and wash your cloth or whatever touched the najasa, wash it and remove it and go to pray. Your wudu is still valid. Which one is much more in terms of breaking the wudu? Touch this najasa or touch the private part which is actually tahir and the najasa come through it? You understand? Tell the end, Ya Akhwani Fillah, many reasons make us understand that. That's why, Ya Akhwani Fillah, Shaykh Salam Taymiyyah Rahmallah Ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim, then other ulama, all of them with the opinion of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah Rahmallah Ta'ala and others, all with the opinion of touching the private doesn't nullify wudu in general. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said out of desire. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen said out of desire. This one of the opinion of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen. Other opinion, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said in general. Shaykh Al-Islam Taymiyyah, he said in general. This is the opinion because of out of the massive hardship that could be created among the Muslims. That's why rahimahullah ta'ala they support this opinion. I tried my best to make it in details for you. I wish you understand, my brother. Barakallahu feek.